Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're jumping right in, plunging into the, you know, the constantly shifting world of consumer behavior. Our source material today is the latest insights from M1 Data and Analytics looking at 2024. And really, our mission here in this deep dive is to pull out the strategic gold, you know, give you clear, practical understanding of what's actually shaping the market right now. Expect some, well, maybe some surprising facts and perspectives, things to make you feel really well informed. Okay, so let's unpack this a bit. The whole marketing world, it's not just evolving. It feels like it's constantly redefining itself. And understanding your audience, I mean, who they really are and what genuinely motivates them, that's, well, it's never been more critical. We've got five key trends here from M1 Data Analytics that are really reshaping things. Essential stuff for anyone trying to build effective strategies today. First up, and it's a big one, the rise of Gen Z. They're becoming such a dominant force. The M1 report really highlights their unique power. We know they're digital natives, right? Born mid-90s to early 2010s, roughly.
But the report zeroes in on their strong preference for authentic content and this real commitment to social causes. But what does authenticity actually like mean to them? Is it just a buzzword?
Yeah, that's the key question, isn't it? For Gen Z, authenticity isn't about, you know, slick, polished ads. Not at all. It's more of a deep-seated skepticism towards that traditional top-down marketing approach. They want brands to show their values through actual, consistent action, not just talk about them, you know, performative stuff. Trying to jump on a social cause without real commitment. They spot that almost instantly.
And they don't like it.
No, they often reject it outright. So this means marketing agencies, they're not just tweaking strategies. They have to navigate this totally new landscape where transparency, real connection, it's basically table stakes now.
Yeah.
Non-negotiable. It fundamentally changes what relatable even means for a brand.
Okay, so building on that idea of shifting environments, let's look at another huge change, one that really kicked off with the pandemic. The lasting impact of remote work. So many people have just completely changed their daily routines.
Mm-hmm.
And the M1 report points to this clear surge in demand for, well, home office gear, obviously.
Right.
Collaboration tools, too. But also, and this is interesting, shifts in online entertainment and convenience services.
Exactly. And if you connect that to the bigger picture, the wider consumer landscape, it's about more than just, you know, selling better desk chairs. Remote work has fundamentally altered prime time for lots of consumer activities. Think about it.
How so?
Well, lunch breaks, for instance, they aren't just for grabbing a quick sandwich anymore. For many people, they're now peak times for, say, online learning, virtual fitness classes, or even just diving into niche hobby communities online. And this creates all these new micro segments that marketers can potentially tap into. It lets you move beyond just traditional demographics, you know, age and location, and start targeting behaviors tied to these new lifestyles.
Right.
The real opportunity is understanding how these changed daily rhythms create completely new needs.
That's a really interesting point about how people are using their time differently. And speaking of, you know, how values shape behavior, M1 highlights another major trend. Consumers increasingly prioritizing sustainability, ethical consumption. The report basically says people are voting with their wallets, quite literally. They're choosing eco-friendly products, backing brands that genuinely seem to support social and environmental causes. But is this like just something they say they prefer? Or are we seeing it translate into actual buying habits?
Well, it's a bit of both, and that's where it gets interesting. The stated preference for sustainability, that's definitely high. We see that in surveys all the time.
Right.
But M1's data suggests there's a growing group, a significant segment, that is actively seeking out brands with, say, transparent supply chains, or brands with genuine environmental programs. And they'll do this even if it costs a bit more.
Okay, so there's real action there.
There is. But this also raises the stakes for brands quite a bit. Consumers today are incredibly savvy at spotting greenwashing, you know, the superficial stuff. Efforts that look good but lack real substance.
Yeah.
Can't fake it.
Exactly. So for marketers, integrating these values can't just be like a campaign theme for Earth Day.
Yeah.
It needs to be baked into the brand's core story, its operations. Highlighting tangible commitments like we reduced our carbon footprint by X percent, or we ensure fair labor in our factories that builds much, much deeper loyalty.
That idea of deep, authentic commitment.
Yeah.
It brings us to how companies are even understanding these complex shifts in the first place. M1 talks about how technology advancements, specifically data collection, have just exploded. Marketers can now gather vast amounts of information, behavior, preferences, demographics, everything. And this incredible wealth of data, it's changing the game.
Oh, it absolutely is, completely. Yeah. When we talk about hyper-personalized marketing, it's way beyond just putting someone's first name in an email anymore.
Right.
We're talking about using predictive analytics to try and anticipate your next move, your next purchase, based on your entire browsing history, maybe cross-referencing that with real-time stock levels.
Wow. And then dynamically adjusting pricing or maybe product bundles shown to you right in that moment. The M1 report really emphasizes this level of precision. It transforms marketing from, you know, that old broad brush, often wasteful approach, mm-hmm. to something incredibly precise, a tailored interaction. And of course, this level of data use inevitably brings up complex questions, big questions around data ethics, privacy, which are becoming just as crucial for brand trust as the technology itself, arguably.
That precision is... It's really something quite remarkable. And finally, let's connect that data-driven thinking to the digital landscape itself, how it's evolving. M1 points to the continued dominance of influencer marketing is still huge, but also the growing power of social commerce. Their findings show influencers are definitely still shaping what people like and buy. But maybe more interestingly, they highlight the transformation from platforms like, you know, Instagram shopping, TikTok's creator marketplace, changing how we find and buy stuff online.
Yeah, this is where discovery and actually buying something are just blurring together. It's becoming seamless. And it's not just about the mega influencers with millions of followers anymore. The M1 report actually indicates there's growing effectiveness with micro-influencers, even nano-influencers, in niche markets.
Really? Why is that?
Often because they have higher engagement rates. They're seen as more, authentic, relatable, perhaps.
Back to authenticity again.
Exactly. So they can yield a better ROI sometimes, even with a smaller reach. And social commerce itself, it's not just another sales channel. It's creating this really seamless, almost impulse-driven buying experience right there in your feed.
One click.
Pretty much. So for marketing agencies, this means unlocking new growth isn't just about finding influencers to work with. It's about truly optimizing that entire social commerce funnel, from discovery, seeing in the product in a post, right through to that one-tap purchase. It's about being right there, precisely where the consumer is making those often spontaneous buying decisions.
So, okay, there we have it. A quick, but hopefully deep dive into 5 really crucial consumer trends for 2024. All brought to light by M1 data and analytics. We've got the undeniable influence of Gen Z, the lasting lifestyle shifts from remote work, that growing demand for real sustainability and ethical practices, the surgical precision of data-driven marketing, and this seamless world of influencer marketing meshed with social commerce. These are the kinds of insights that help you not just react, but maybe get ahead of the curve a little.
Absolutely. This whole deep dive really just highlights a fundamental truth, doesn't it? The consumer landscape, it's not just changing anymore. It feels like it's in the state of constant dynamic reinvention, always moving. And if we connect all this to the bigger picture, maybe it raises a final important question for you, the listener, to think about. As these key trends we've discussed mature, as they start to weave together in new ways, what surprising, maybe even counterintuitive consumer needs or opportunities might pop up in the next year or two, things we haven't even thought of yet? And maybe more importantly, how can you proactively position yourself not just to meet those future needs, but perhaps even to help redefine them?